Masechet Berachot, Perek Het Mishnah Gimel. So, refer to the previous Mishnah that we had yesterday, which was talking about the different levels of Tum'ah. We're going to be applying some of those same rules to this Mishnah as well. So, this Mishnah is going to be talking about somebody who is drying his hands after doing Netilat Yadayim. And the common practice in those days was they would take that same towel, that same napkin that they would use to dry their hands after Netilat Yadayim, and they would use it to clean their hands the entire meal after touching the food. They would especially use their hands in those days to eat, so therefore their hands would constantly become dirty and they wanted to clean their hands off with the towel. So the machloket becomes if you're allowed to put that towel directly onto the table near your food or not. And we'll see why in a few moments. Bet Shammai omrim mekaneach yadav b'mapa u'maniha al ha'shulchan. Bet Shammai says that one is allowed to dry his hands with a towel and then put that towel onto a table. The reason, according to Bet Shammai, that you're allowed to do this is because, number one, he holds generally that you're not allowed to sit and eat at a table that is a sheni latumah. If it's a sheni latumah, Bet Shammai says generally you're not allowed to eat there. Under no circumstance are you allowed to eat there. So therefore, he has no nervousness that if I put a wet towel onto that table, and we said yesterday, we said in the introduction to tumah, that any liquid has the ability to transfer tumah, and not only that, but the liquid itself becomes a rishon la tum'ah whenever it's in touch with anything else. So over here in this situation, the wet towel is on a table, but that table is in no scenario, according to Bet Shammai, going to be a sheni la tum'ah because he doesn't allow you to do that. He doesn't allow you to sit at that type of table. Therefore, he allows you to put the napkin on that table, and he has no nervousness that the table is going to impurify the napkin, which in turn would have impurified the food. He has no nervousness about that whatsoever because the table that you're sitting on is not a sheni la tumah automatically. Bet Hillel, though, Mishnah continues, Omrim al hakeset. Bet Hillel says that you're not allowed to put the towel that you used to dry your hands for Netilat Yadayim that may be wet at this point. You're not allowed to put that directly on your table. Rather, you have to put it on the cushion that you're sitting. Why? What is Bet Hillel's issue? Bet Hillel is more lenient in the scenario where he allows you to eat at a table that's a sheni la tumah. So therefore, since he allows you to sit at that table, he has nervousness that if you take the towel that you just dried your hands with, and that towel is wet, that towel is going to become now impure. Because we said liquid becomes impure whenever it's in touch with anything, even a sheni la tum'ah, and now that liquid becomes a rishon la tum'ah. And therefore, what are you doing now? You're going to pick up that towel, which became impure from the liquid that it was touching, and now you're going to pick up the food and you're going to impurify the food that you're holding as part of your meal, and that would become an issue to eat that food. So Bet Hillel would say, you're not allowed to put a towel that you dried your hands on onto the table with you that you're eating. Rather, you have to put it down onto the cushion. Masechet Berachot, Perek Het, Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah here is going to talk about a situation with Mayim Aharonim, as opposed to, as we spoke about in the last Mishnah, which was Mayim Rishonim, Netilat Yadayim. Here we're going to talk about Mayim Aharonim. Mayim Aharonim is the obligation to wash one's hands after a person finishes a bread meal. And the Gemara brings down two reasons for it. Firstly, the Gemara says that a person has to approach Birkat HaMazon and do Birkat HaMazon in a respectful way. So just like we wash for a regular tefillah before we pray in the morning, we're also washing our hands before we approach God in Birkat HaMazon. And the other reason that the Gemara brings down is Hashash Melach Sedomit, a nervousness that some of the salt that was used was salt from the town of Sedom. And that town of Sedom had a salt that was very, very strong. And if one touched his eyes after using that salt, it could, God forbid, blind a person. So therefore, a person has to wash to remove the salt from his hands. So that's what the Mishnah is arguing about over here. Mishnah says, Bet Shammai omrim, mechabedin et habayit ve'ahar kach notlin layadayim. Bet Shammai says, first a person has to sweep up the house, and then he does the mayim aharonim, only after he first sweeps up the floor. And the reason for that, according to Bet Shammai, is there's a separate isur, a separate prohibition of bizui ochalin. A person has to make sure that he treats food in a very respectful manner, that he doesn't destroy food. And there are situations where a person may have dropped food under the table, and if that piece of food is bigger than a kazayit, a piece of bread that's bigger than 1 ounce, and a person's doing my maharonim, it's possible that some of the water of my maharonim will spill onto that food and make it inedible. Person's not going to eat bread after water spilled on it. So what a person has to do, he has to sweep up the entire house according to Beit Shammai, and then only after can he do my maharonim, because there's no more nervousness that water got on bread that was bigger than a kazayit. If there are smaller crumbs over there, there's no issue of bizui ochalin, of making foods inedible, of really destruction of food, of disgracing food. So therefore, Beit Shammai says, first you have to sweep up, then you could do my maharonim. Mishnah continues with Beit Hillel's opinion. Beit Hillel omrim, notlin layadayim ve'ahar kach mechabedin et habayit. Beit Hillel says, no, you do mayim aharonim first. You're allowed to do mayim aharonim first, and then afterwards you could sweep up the room, because there's no concern, according to Beit Hillel, of bizui ochalin. There's no nervousness that a person's going to destroy a piece of bread that's bigger than a kazayit. Why? Because separately, Beit Hillel says that a person is not allowed to use a shamash that's an amharitz. The waiter who's serving you is not allowed to be an amharitz. You're only allowed to use a waiter who's a talmid hacham. Therefore, there's no nervousness that the waiter won't know to pick up the food first, to pick up the pieces of bread that are bigger than a kazayit. So according to Beit Hillel, the waiter already knows to pick up all the pieces of bread that are bigger than a kazayit, to make sure those are removed. And therefore, there's no nervousness that my maharonim goes first. There's no nervousness that's going to touch the food, and therefore you can do my maharonim. And even though there may be smaller pieces of bread over there, because you didn't sweep up, it just knows to remove the bigger ones, that's not considered bizui ochalin if its water is touching pieces of bread that are smaller than a kazayit.